Russian strike on Kyiv region kills 4, wounds at least 15. By Breitbart London on March 14, 2026. Kyiv, Ukraine, AP, a combined missile and drone attack on the Kyiv region killed at least 4 people and wounded at least 15 overnight into Saturday, according to the head of the regional administration for the Ukrainian capital. 3 of the wounded were in critical condition, of whom 2 were undergoing surgery, Mykola Kalashnik reported on Saturday. The attack hit 4 districts, damaging residential buildings, educational institutions, enterprises and critical infrastructure, Kalashnik added in a social media post. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said the main target for the overnight strikes was the energy infrastructure of the Kyiv region. He said Russia launched around 430 drones of various types during the night, as well as 68 missiles. Russia's defense ministry on Saturday said the nighttime strikes targeted energy and industrial facilities serving Ukraine's armed forces, as well as military airfields. The strikes came days after the U.S. postponed peace talks between Russia and Ukraine scheduled for this week, citing the war in the Middle East. As U.S. and Israeli missiles and bombs rain on Iran, Russia has responded with words of indignation but no action to support its ally. Moscow's failure to help another ally, after the 2024 ouster of former Syrian ruler Bashar Assad and January's U.S. arrest of Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro, highlighted the limits of its influence, but the Kremlin expects to reap benefits from the Iran war. Russia is already profiting from a surge in global energy prices, and could hope that the Mideast war will detract attention from Ukraine and deplete Western arsenals. Zelensky on Saturday called on Kyiv's Western partners to pay 100% attention to the need to boost the production of air defense missiles. Russia will try to exploit the war in the Middle East to cause even greater destruction here in Europe, in Ukraine, he said in a post on social media. We must be fully aware of the real level of the threat and prepare accordingly. Namely, in Europe, we need to develop the production of air defense missiles, especially those capable of countering ballistic threats, as well as all other systems necessary to truly protect lives, he said. Kyiv is also awaiting White House approval for a major drone production agreement proposed by Ukraine last year, Zelensky said Thursday, as countries scramble to modernize their air defenses after the Iran war exposed shortcomings. Also on Thursday, Zelensky criticized the 30-day U.S. waiver on Russian oil sanctions amid the war in the Middle East, saying it is not the right decision and won't help bring a stop to Russia's more than 4-year-old invasion of Ukraine. This easing alone by the United States could provide Russia with about $10 billion for the war, Zelensky said. This certainly does not help peace. Overnight into Saturday, Ukrainian drones hit an oil refinery and port in Russia's southern Krasnodar region, local Russian officials reported. Krasnodar authorities said 3 people were hurt in a strike on Port Kavkaz, a port opposite Crimea used to ship liquefied natural gas and grains. A service vessel and pier infrastructure were damaged, they said in a social media post. One person was hospitalized, they added in a separate post later. Falling drone debris also sparked a fire at the region's Afipsky oil refinery, authorities said in a separate Telegram post. They said no one was hurt, but did not immediately comment on damage. Earlier this week, Russian and Ukrainian officials both claimed frontline progress, with Ukraine saying it pushed Moscow's forces back across places on the front line and the Kremlin insisting Russia's invasion of its neighbor is making progress. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.